I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It is Thursday. Thanks for being here. It could have been described as an intervention if only we really knew what President Trump is thinking. But this afternoon, the White House National Security Team came out in full force to denounce meddling in the U.S. elections, contradicting what, at various times, their boss has asserted. Four leaders of the U.S. intelligence community described ongoing threats from foreign actors, including Russia, to interfere in this November's vote. Here's Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence.
We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States.
David Rode is the executive editor of the New Yorker's website. He says this is something new for Trump officials.
What's new is the setting. This has never been said from the White House, that there is ongoing meddling by the Russian government in the midterm elections. They're much more open that this happened in 2016, and they're really sounding alarm that this is a very large, very sophisticated thing. And much of this is in contradiction to what President Trump has been saying for months. Dan Coats has been consistent that the Russians are meddling. Kirstjen Nielsen last week at the Aspen Security Forum, she talked vaguely about Russian actors. Like, she would not criticize the Russian government, whereas Coats was dead certain this is the Russian government. So to have them all sort of adopting the Coats line in the White House is unprecedented. And again, this is all because the president himself has sort of been all over the place on this issue, primarily saying this wasn't true, saying we don't know if it was Russia. It could have been, you know, as he said famously in the debates, a 400-pound man lying in a bed somewhere.
Right. How specific were the details when they spoke? They allege Russia is trying to weaken and divide the U.S. Did they explain how they're doing that?
To me, they are simply repeating the language of the unanimous intelligence assessment that came out, you know, right after the election. And, you know, they're just embracing the language that intelligence officials have said over and over and over again and been attacked for saying by this same White House. So it's extraordinary to have finally the White House adopting this line that they have been undermining and trying to discredit since the 2016 election.
They also said they're prepared to run counter operations to the Russian interference. Any details on that and what that would look like?
It's not clear to me what that would be. Earlier this week, Facebook talked about that they see new campaigns going online to sort of divide people and confuse them, and that the campaigns now this year are even more sophisticated than the ones in 2016, that whoever it is that's doing this online is even better at sort of imitating political actors in the United States and then, you know, sowing the division. They're posing as conservatives, they're posing as liberals, and they are just trying to divide us.
Yeah, so let's get back to that other headline that you were talking about earlier, which is really quite the compelling one here, because we've got Coates and Nielsen and Bolton all saying now that Russia is meddling. The FBI, CIA, NSA all said it happened in 2016. And as you said, Trump has said, yeah, no, maybe they did. Maybe, as you said, some 400-pound guy on his bed. What does this moment represent for the Trump White House?
You know, I think I want to applaud the White House for taking this step. I think the American public needs to hear a clear message about sort of basic fact. But the president of the United States needs to say this, and he needs to say it consistently. His voice matters the most. His voice is the loudest and the most authoritative. And his personal back and forth is what has confused, I think, so many Americans. And that back and forth helps the Russian goal of division and confusion. So I want to hear this from President Trump himself.
So you see this more than just mixed messages coming out of the White House. You see this as the clearest example yet of Trump officials being out of sync with the president.
Well, maybe they're in sync with the president, and I think this is a positive step. I hope this means the president himself, you know, is finally trusting American intelligence agencies, and I'd love to see him. I would applaud it if he would get up and say the same things we just heard in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would love to hear more about Russia from Donald Trump, who actually sat down with President Putin in Helsinki. And when Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats was asked what he understood about what happened at that Helsinki meeting, he said he was not in a position to understand fully. That's the head of National Intelligence. What does that tell us about who knows what in the White House really about Russian meddling?
It was astonishing. He said that again at this Aspen Security Forum that I was at last week, and people in the audience were just stunned. I mean, experts and journalists and others, there's never been a situation where a president of the United States sort of meets alone with a president of Russia and the top U.S. intelligence official, you know, is not briefed on what was actually said in that meeting. So again, this is a big step forward. It's the Dan Coats narrative that he has said consistently being embraced now by the White House instead of being shunned. But, you know, more disclosure. I mean, the president says he has nothing to hide, you know, yet he keeps bouncing around, changing his positions on Russia. So a clear statement by the president along the lines of what we heard from all these officials, I think, would actually help him politically.
And David, with the midterms coming up in under 100 days, did these White House officials say what they're going to do specifically to prevent any kind of meddling in those elections, or have been doing to prevent that?
There was talk of what they're doing, but I just think this is the, you know, the vexing problem with technology today. It's very hard to identify these actors. It's very hard to stop it. And the only solution, Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, said this also at this forum last week, is savvy Americans who are savvy about consuming information and are skeptical about what is popping up in their Facebook feed. It's only a sort of an informed, savvy citizenry that can brush off these efforts to divide us. That's the core thing, is how individual Americans, and sort of believing a clear and I think consistent message from the government about this. And together, those efforts, a clear message from the government and engagement by average people, is the best way to counter it.
David Rode, the executive editor of NewYorker.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.